American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
NCBA and others in the barnyard have been advocating for USDA jurisdiction.
That's Danielle Beck, Director of Governmental Affairs with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Yes, FDA wants to regulate fake meat, but others in the livestock industry say that should be under USDA jurisdiction, noted Danielle Beck.
Last month, FDA held a public meeting posing several risk-based questions over the regulation of these products. They asserted that they should have primary jurisdiction under the very broad definition of food. But ultimately, this entire time, NCBA and others in the barnyard have been advocating for USDA jurisdiction. Congress made a conscious choice when it enacted the Federal Meat Inspection Act and the Poultry Products Inspection Act, a choice that all meat and poultry products should be regulated by USDA. And we make the argument that ultimately, you know, regardless of the production method, if these products truly scientifically are meat, they should be regulated the exact same way. This is about maintaining an even playing field. And there are several mechanisms in place that should these products fall to USDA, ultimately will be protected against false misleading claims like a clean label.
And that's truly an issue. The fake meat products, which are lab-grown, claim that it's clean, meaning cleaner than natural beef.
Clean meat is disparaging to traditional producers. It's, you know, very intentionally so. And we won't stand for that on a label.
Beck explained the label, the handling. It's all important in this issue.
We're talking about everything. This is particularly around lab-grown products, not the plant-based. You know, ultimately, there are several different mechanisms in place that USDA inspection ensures that ultimately protects consumers, and it protects the, you know, meat and poultry processing companies alike. And ultimately, we believe that these companies, you know, the purveyors of lab-grown products should meet the same set of requirements. A HACCP plan, the SSOPs, those are all really important. And ultimately, that's what ensures that, you know, consumers are safe and they know that the products that they're buying in the grocery store that are meat and poultry are safe for their consumption. You know, the labeling requirements that USDA has in place, they have a mandatory pre-approval, so before a product can legally enter the market, they have to be approved by USDA FSIS. And ultimately, their labels are based on, you know, sound science. They're legally defensible. They don't have these arbitrary claims. We won't find ourselves in the same situation that the dairy is in right now, battling soy milk and almond milk.
That's Danielle Beck. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.